The following podcast is a work of fiction. At least we hope it is. No, we're pretty certain it is. Any similarities to anyone living or dead, or to the experiences discussed, would not only be purely coincidental, they would be absolutely hilarious. While we recommend listening to Haunted House Flippers with headphones for the best experience, you are capable of making your own decisions. For more information about the show, check out our website at www.hhfpodcast.com. Thank you for contacting Haunted House Flippers, your number one resource for the Haunted House Flippers podcast. We're sorry we can't give you a full-length episode right now, but please check back at the end of the month for a brand new full-length show. If you'd like to hear a short clip that may or may not appear to have anything to do with the show, press 1 or scream yes as if you've just won the lottery, but have yet to realize that the ticket was for last week. You have chosen poorly. Please enjoy. Goodbye.
You are listening to WHHF, where radio comes to die.
Welcome back, listeners. I just want to clarify that the past, 52 minutes of apparent silence was in fact not the result of any level of unprofessionalism. It was a new song called Dead Air by a new band called, they are classified as New Age Electric Improv Noise Folk, and everything about that sentence is awful. Alright, what am I doing next? What day even is it?
I believe you're going to introduce me.
Oh, sweet! don't you knock?
I've been here for almost half an hour. Your sound engineer let me in.
Oh, I hate that guy. do you hear me? Whatever your name is, I hate you.
Do you really not know the name of your sound engineer?
Nope. I've never seen his face either, and I have no intention to change that. He's a sound engineer. That's not even a real person.
Louis, you should treat your fellow co-workers with a little more respect.
I have enough respect that I haven't throttled the life out of him with my bare hands.
Very well. Shall we get going with the show?
Oh, what show?
The only reason I'm ever here these days.
Right. That one. The one about the thing there.
You have no idea why I'm here, do you, old friend?
Not a bloody clue.
Debunk this? Ring a bell?
Oh, that one. Let's see if What's-His-Face can get this right. All right, listeners, it's time for that one guy's favorite show, where we call on the expertise of our guests, and then... You have got to be kidding me! Come here! Come out here! No? Fine, then I'm gonna and kick your teeth so far down your throat you can sit on a scone and eat it! I don't need a sound engineer! You have one job, and if you didn't walk out of here on your own, I will demonstrate to you what kneecaps are a privilege and not a human right. It's now time for everyone's favorite show, where we call on the expertise of our guest and take your strangest stories while we try to debunk this. And joining me today is my longtime friend, is a self-proclaimed, world-renowned parapsychologist With 9 completely legitimate degrees in paranormal research, investigation, and studies. A full certification in dog grooming, and was once asked to be a guest speaker on a different and probably better radio show. Dr. Edna Martin.
Are you all right?
Why, yes, I'm fine. Why?
You threw that poor boy through a wall.
Well, it was a window.
It was boarded up.
Yes, it was a window, then it became a wall, and now it's a window again. We've come full circle with building renovations. Building renovations. It was a renovation defenestration. Anyway.
I see. Well, what are we discussing today?
According to the very aggressive post-it note left by the station manager, we are discussing the existence and sightings of cryptids.
How can a post-it note be aggressive?
Like this.
Oh my.
So, yes, we are discussing cryptids, and we need you, dear listeners, to give us a call, and with our luck, the only caller we'll get today is you-know-who, talking about how haunted his you-know-what is.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, his house. His house, Edna. Jeez, keep your mind at least at street level and away from the gutter.
Ah, you're referring to young Thomas.
Shh. Don't say his name. You might summon him accidentally. Anyway, if you have a cryptid story or experience to share with us, give us a call at 1-914-737-9938. Once again, that is 1-914-737-9938.
So what do we do now? Sit here for 30 minutes and hope someone else calls in?
That'll never happen.
The light is blinking.
Lies.
No, really.
Really? Oh, great. Hello, Thomas. How's the house?
The house? What does that feel like? Hang on. I'm not Thomas. Did I call the right number? This is WHHF, correct?
Oh my God! A new caller! Yes, hello! This is that radio station, WHHF, and you are on the show we mentioned earlier, what was the name? Debunk This!
Good save, old boy.
You shush. Welcome! Yes, sorry about that. Who do I have the misfortune of speaking with?
G'day, Big Daddy. G'day, Edna. My name's Liam. Calling you from way down here, good old Down Under, Australia.
Hello, Liam. Wonderful to meet you. I don't think we've ever had an international caller before. What part of Australia are you from?
Is more than one? I thought it was just an island.
Yes, it's a continent. It has many locations.
Strange. Anyway, where are you from?
Yes, yeah, see, Edna's a smart sheila. She knows what's up. It's definitely a continent. My backyard is in good old South Australia.
Oh, lovely. I have no idea where that is. You could be making that up, and I'd still have no way of knowing. Now, Liam, we are talking cryptids. What have you got for us?
Well, Big Daddy, drop bears. Have you heard of them?
Can't say I have, but I feel the name is pretty self-explanatory. It's a bear that you drop, probably from a window, as a form of home defense or something.
Well, aren't you the educated one? And incorrect. Liam, dear, tell us about drop bears, and have you ever seen one?
Absolutely, Edna. I have many times. Right, so picture this, right? Drop bears are tree-dwelling marsupials that look sort of like someone put a koala on steroids, gave it a mange, gave it massive bangs and huge razor-sharp claws, and just filled it with hate and malice. So what they do is they hide up in the trees, right, about 8 meters up. That's about 30 feet for you imperialists. And when an unsuspecting person walks underneath, usually a tourist, the bear lets go of the branch and just free falls through the air, landing on the poor bugger's head. And in mere seconds, their entire head and face is shredded into absolutely unrecognizable pieces.
That is a remarkably long drop for, well, any creature.
Yeah, Big Daddy, but these are no ordinary bears, mate.
Technically, koalas aren't bears either, but I follow your point, Liam. Now, you said you have actually encountered these creatures in the wild. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. When I was in university, I worked for a company that gave tours through the outback and forests. Mostly college kids, rich yuppies, usually American. I'd always give my spiel before we headed into the trees, but everyone always laughed and said they weren't real. Well, on three different occasions, we had an incident.
So, you witnessed one of these drop bears drop nearly 30 feet from the sky and maul a tourist's face to shreds. On three separate occasions. That sounds like some sort of trauma.
Well, mostly. In all cases, the victim was lucky and there was no mauling at all. The drop bear bounced off the head, hit the ground, and ran away.
So, no maimings or maulings?
Well, yeah, no. But definitely drop bears, for sure.
Well, how can you be sure?
Well, because it was huge. At one time, it threw a koala at us.
It threw a koala.
Bloody eyes, it did.
Is that a thing they do?
Sometimes, Edna, I guess.
Alright, Liam, well, this is fascinating, really, but by some miracle, it seems we have another caller. Before we let you go, do you have any advice on how to avoid drop bears?
It's drop bears.
Drop bears, sorry, I said drip bears. Before we let you go, do you have any advice on how to avoid these drop bears? Just in case any of our listeners decide to trek out your way.
Drip bears? How does he know about drip bears? They're not public yet. I mean, oh yes, to get back to your question, I'm sorry. Toothpaste, behind the ear, or Vegemite smothered all over your face. They hate the stuff. You see, it's the yeast and vitamin B, they can't stand it.
But why behind the ears? What purpose does that serve?
Great talking to you, Liam. Time to go. Bye-bye. Sorry, that was just getting bizarre even for my standards.
I was really curious about the toothpaste, though. Well, do you really have another caller?
Yes, I do. And let's see. Hello, you are on the air for Debunk This on WHHF. Who do I have the misfortune of speaking with?
Hello, yes, hello. How are you? My name is Anthony.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Louis, that's an awful thing to say.
Yes, what's wrong with my name?
Oh, just bad memories associated with it, that's all. Once upon a time, I had a nephew named Anthony. Wretched little thing. Bob Ross would have called him a mistake.
I couldn't help but notice that you spoke of him in the past tense. Is he no longer with us?
Oh, how the bloody hell should I know? All I know is that he is no longer around me. If he's listening, just let me say this. Anthony, you have the personality of a dial tone, and I hope you get hit by a well. Anyway, I'm going to call you Anth, so I don't perpetually hate you for the rest of this call. So, talk to me.
Call me Tony.
You're right, I could, but I won't. So, tell me a story, Anth.
All right, well, I was holidaying with my family in Cornwall, and...
Cornwall, England?
Yes, Mom.
Are you calling from England?
I am, yes. Why?
Just unexpected, really. You know, to have more than one caller that is not only he who should not be named, but also... not from this plane of dimensional hell.
Anyway, so we were travelling through the countryside, and the car broke down right near Mormonsmith Church. I didn't know that was where we were. Most folks around here know to stay clear of that sort of place. Now, if you don't know, this church is incredibly old, dating back to the 13th century, and has had many sightings of a very dangerous creature. So the kids wanted to go and explore the old cemetery. Well, I tried to figure out what was wrong, but then... out of nowhere, the rain started to come down.
Rain? In England? I am shocked.
I'm going to ignore that. We couldn't see rescue the kids, so the wife and I went looking for them, in case they were taking shelter somewhere. As soon as we rounded the corner of the old chapel, we got hit with this incredibly pungent smell.
Probably the children.
Shush!
We couldn't see the kids, so we called for them, and then we heard them scream. They came running up to us, telling us they saw a monster. We just assumed they were just kids being kids, but they seemed genuinely scared. That was when I realised where we were. We turned to quickly head back to the car, but that's when we heard this horrible screech. I looked up and something the size of a man, with massive wings, flew just a few feet above us, and it perched on the top of the chapel tower. Its eyes were glowing a red that could only come from hell itself. And there he sat, in all his glory.
Mothman!
No! The Owlman!
Oh, a human-like shape, big wings, red glowing eyes, smells like a forgotten hamper of damp laundry. Sounds a lot like Mothman.
It's not Mothman, it's Owlman! It's been speculated that they might be related, but he's very different.
There is no way that an owl in a moth could be related.
Listen here, I know exactly what I saw, and I know it was...
Oops! Well, that is enough of that, I think.
You are certainly in a mood today. How about we take a short little commercial break and get you a coffee, and when we come back, we can dig into these cryptids and see what we can debunk.
Oh, fine. All right, listeners, you know the drill. Don't go anywhere. I'm the only one who gets to stand up and walk away for 5 minutes. You are listening to Debunk This on WHHF, where...
Louis? When you said you were going to step away, I didn't expect you to just up and vanish like that. This is very peculiar.
You are listening to W...
Well, listeners, there's no longer an engineer here, and I certainly don't know how to run this board with all these buttons, so I think I'm just going to go have a look about the station here and see if this is just some elaborate practical joke. Yes. Okay, I might be back. Wish me luck. Louis? Sound engineer guy? Manager guy? It would be helpful if I had learned their names. Oh, bugger.
Haunted House Slippers is an original podcast written and produced by J.D. Laureate, who also voices Tom Miller. Our social media presence is thanks to Melissa Croft, who also voices Janet Miller, and our graphic design and website is thanks to Adrian Johnson, who also voices Lee. Our amazing cast of talented voices for this episode include Rick Croft and Don Bland, reprising their roles as Big Daddy Louie and Dr. Edna Martin. And a very special thanks to our first-time actors, Aussie, playing the role of Liam, and Mark Pearson as Anthony, or Ant. Aussie is an absolute legend running a fantastic Twitch channel called Aussie Nuts. That's AUSSIENUTZ. Go give him a follow right now. He's phenomenal. And Mark lends his voice and musical skills to a truly fantastic band in the UK called Morning Bride. You can find them at morningbride.bandcamp.com. So go give them a listen and some love right now. Links to both of these sites can be found on our website, on Facebook, and on Twitter. Our theme music is Buzzards Bay by The Shortcuts, and yes, ghostguytom@gmail.com is a real email address. If you'd like to support Haunted House Slippers, either monetarily or by just helping spread the word, you can find easy links to our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as all of your listening options at our website, www.hhfpodcast.com. That's www.hhfpodcast.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, and until next time, remember, if you've got it, haunt it.